Hey, Dwight, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Ah, it's Thursday already. This week's going by real too fast for everyone. How's your week going now?
So far, so good. Got a couple or a job to quote for later today.
Awesome, awesome. How'd you get that job? Was it from Angie's or was that just a referral?
Through Angie, and I'm like a few potentials.
Nice.
Later on.
Yeah, Angie's can definitely. Yeah, that's good. You know, and Angie's can definitely, you know, help, especially when you're first starting off. You know, a lot of my guys, you know, they start with Angie's and then they eventually switch over completely to us because, you know, being on Google versus being on Angie's, you know, it is kind of a night and day difference because, I mean, obviously being on Google is where everybody goes, right? But Angie's can help get jobs, you know, so, you know, but in terms of like ROI, I can, you know, really like get you a better return on investment being on Google because, again, we all use Google, and that's, you know, where, you know, as long as we get you on the front page where we can really take your business to another level, right? I have some contractors that spend 50 grand a month with me, and then I got guys that spend only a few hundred months with me. So, well, obviously, we got to start somewhere, and I can definitely make it very affordable for you guys, you know, with that being said.
Yeah, because we've already paid like 350 to Angie. And
yeah.
That's only for like 5 leads a month.
Yeah, and I mean, that's, you know, and then most of the 5 leads, like 2 or 3 of them aren't going to even really do anything for you. So you're lucky to, you know, get a couple that, you know, you're trying to really fight for. I have a roofing company. I mean, I can tell you stories all day, but I have a roofing company out of North Carolina that was spending $2,000 a month with Angie's. For 6 months, they got no business off of them. So I had to help them get out of, like, contract and all that other stuff. So, you know, Angie's, though, can get you leads, but is it going to convert? That's the real question. And being on Google, it's like it's a different type of client, a different type of traffic. Google's not going to send that person 5 other like people to like sit there and compete with you, right? Angie's, when they fill out a lead, Angie's is sitting there like making it super competitive for you guys, right? Because
yeah,
they get
we've already
other,
had like, one. Like we had one the other day that it was Saturday during the Michigan Ohio State game.
Mm-hmm.
That called me for a quote for a deck. And next thing we turned around like a few hours later because we're like, well, we can come out like Monday or Tuesday and whatnot. And next you know, we turned around and he goes, oh, nope, already went with a different company. I'm like,
didn't even
like
get
in
a
our
chance.
Heads, we're like, what are we doing wrong that we didn't?
Yeah.
Couldn't even give us a chance. We could have been lower than everybody.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing about Angie's is like, you know, so, like, to be honest with you, like, I really don't like that about Angie's. And, you know, did they make you sign a year contract or anything, or are you month to month with them?
I think it was we had to be with them for a year to get the pricing that they had for us.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. I can help you get out of that too, by the way. It's very simple. I'll tell you, like, there's, like,
but
Angie's
I don't like, for me, I don't get, like, for me, for any pricing or anything, I won't be able to do anything until I get paid.
Yeah, that's why you try to get work going.
Yeah,
completely. You guys have a general contractor license at all?
All we have right now is just an LLC. We got to be in business or in the construction field for like 5 years to even try to get the licensing.
Gotcha. Let me just see if I can get you like, I want to see something because I know you do like outside work like barns and patios and decks and,
like
and
we're
all that
trying,
kind
like,
of stuff.
We're primarily trying to get into doing like a lot of the miscellaneous stuff where somebody had a playground.
What about you have general liability insurance?
We're looking into getting that, but
Yeah.
We have
yeah, cost. They cost, to. Yeah. Yeah. Because here's
yeah,
the
like
deal.
Everywhere
okay.
I looked, it was $4,000
yeah.
just to even get it. And I'm like, I got $4,000 just sitting there.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, good news to White, you're talking to a guy that probably has more business than anybody, like especially with our company, definitely anybody you'll ever talk to at ANG's, right? My job is really to help you grow, right? And my job's not here to stay here and get you to spend as much money. I don't care how much money you spend. I care about getting you results so you stay with us. And that's how I take every client and the approach that I take, especially with our company. You know, I could tell you about all kinds of different packages, but there's three ways we help businesses, okay? The first way is getting you on top of Google, okay, in the map section. The map section is where everybody goes to look for businesses. In fact, 93% of all business is done on the map. So anybody within your area in the Ohio area, like usually 20 miles, 30 miles, maybe 40 miles, right, that are looking for the keywords that we get you on top of it. So like barns, decks, right?
Yeah,
and then what
right
I was thinking.
Now, I think
like
Andy Man,
too.
Like 30 Andy mile Man. Range like that.
Yeah, so Handyman, I mean, like, you know, like anything that relates to Handyman.
Like, we can't even go into like Michigan.
Mm-hmm. But then there's
but
also
go,
a
like,
pay-per-lead
we can do
program,
Indiana.
Too. Yeah, there's also a pay-per-lead program in with Google. It does take a little bit of time, but the pay-per-lead program is the best program out there, okay? And let me explain why. I have so many people on this, but it's going to take us time to get you approved of it. So meanwhile, I'm going to have you on the map section. But I'm also going to be running Facebook ads for you guys as well. So let me explain how the Facebook
okay.
platform works. Okay? So anytime
okay,
somebody
so
types
a,
in, like...
Yeah, like we have a Facebook page.
Yeah. But, yeah,
but
what I'm talking
get,
about is a little bit differently. Yeah, we will use
yeah.
your Facebook page, but we're going to be running what they call sponsored ads, but it's keyword-driven, and it's tied into Google. So anytime any of
okay.
the areas that we're trying to focus in on, somebody types in a keyword onto Google, so let's say decks or remodeling, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, all those keywords specific to your business on Google, what's going to happen is we're going to send them a sponsored ad. Right on their personal Facebook page, right? That's
okay.
gearing them to like motivate them and want to call you guys. So it's very, very specific. It's not just casting this wide net. It's casting a like targeted ad to the specific person that you're trying to get because they type that keyword into Google. It's called sponsored ads, retargeting ads,
okay.
right? So that way that we do, Facebook ads is very, very specific. It's not something you can do yourself, right? Because we have to tie it into Google. But it
yeah.
is very effective for our clients, right? And it's
okay,
super,
I think
super.
I've looked into a lot of that, but haven't been able to
yeah,
fully
get it done. And I can get you a website because
yeah.
I know you don't have a website. We will build you a website. Normally that's a cost, but I can get that thrown in there if we decide to do some business together. Right. And so
yeah.
what I would do is get you a website. I get you on Google on the map section. I get your Facebook ads generating you calls as well. Right. So I would use the power of a couple different platforms to make sure that you
okay.
guys, cause I'm one stop shop, Dwight. I'm not like, you know, we just focus
right.
on one pawn. Right. So, and then the third leg, and that is your pay per lead program. Now, that does take a couple months to get you approved for that, but why I'm talking about it now is because I'm the guy that's like, okay, let's crawl before we walk and then walk before we
yeah.
run, right? I don't want to just throw you in the deep end of the pool and expect you to do – yeah. So my point is we will get you results along the way, but when it comes time – to start taking these pay-per-leads, that will take your business to the next level. Okay, so let me explain why I'm so adamant about the paper lease. The first thing is, on the paper lease, you have the ability to receive or reject that lead. So if you don't like the lead, you don't pay for it.
So why don't you play?
What's that?
I was talking to my one of my kids. I got four kids.
Oh, okay.
So kind of,
yeah, you're
kind
juggling.
Of
I hear you. Being
place.
A dad.
And trying to start a business and working
mm-hmm.
full-time doesn't help.
Mm-hmm. One of my guys just bought their kid a piano today. He was so excited
oh, wow.
about it. Like, he's, like, excited to, like, tell the kid, like, you know, because everybody's giving pianos away right now. Like, who has pianos, right?
Yeah.
So he was really excited. I'm like, does she know yet? And he's like, nope. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's going to have the biggest smile on her face
oh,
when you tell
yeah.
her you bought her piano. And I'm like, does she even
oh,
know
yeah.
how to play the piano? She's like, nope. But she's been begging me for piano lessons. I'm like, well, here you go. I bet he got a good deal on it, too. I didn't ask how much he paid, but I bet he really did.
I mean, I want to get a guitar, but they're kind of expensive.
A new car?
A guitar.
Oh, guitar. Oh, yeah, yeah. But you could probably go on a, like, Facebook Marketplace and find a used one for that. And I know he bought a used one. That's, like, you know.
I was looking more at, like, Pawn Shop for it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are kind of expensive. Do you want to get her electric or do you want to get her, like, acoustic?
It's more for me, and I want to get more of, like, an acoustic one. Or,
mm-hmm.
like, around the campfire or something.
I remember I used to have an acoustic. I had a Martin. It was a real nice one, but I sold it years ago. Okay. So let me tell you about how the paper leads work, okay? Because I think you're going to really like this. And most of my clients start with our ideal package, where it includes all three of these services, right? So we're working on the short term and the long term all at the same time, Dwight. So on the paper lead platform, first thing is we got to have general liability insurance, but it gives you time to get it set up. You only need $250,000. Most of the time, I see general liability insurance around that number, like $60 to $80 a month. It's not super expensive. Okay? So you
okay,
get that set up.
I had my cousin tell me, he goes, if you can get insurance, try to do like $1 million policy. That way it covers everything.
Yeah, and he's smart. But for Google, you only need $250, but for a business sense, for protection, yes, I recommend getting at least $1 million because – anything happens, you're super covered. $1 million is going to run you a little
right.
bit more, but honestly, when are you going to ever use that insurance? Right? Like 99% of the time.
Hopefully never.
Never. Exactly. And like,
but
even if you got
thing,
half
like
a million,
thing,
you know,
like the
even if you got
I
half a million,
you have money to replace a house if you hit a gas line and it blows up. I'm like, well, no. He goes, I don't have that. And he goes, I run a $1 million business.
Yeah. So, like I said, you can look at the different pricing to see what makes more sense. You could always start small and add more later. But it comes down to money, right? You know, like, you're not here to just spend a bunch of money. You need to make money, especially what I'm hearing right now, what you're going through with Angie's Dwight. I've had so many people deal with Angie's. And like I said, when the time comes and you need help getting out of the year contract, I'm your guy. I know how to get you out of hell, as I say. So I will eventually you're going to get frustrated with Angie's. I already know. Because everybody does.
Yeah, I think I'm already kind of there because I got me, my business partner, and then another guy that they're basically going to be like our salesman, and not a one of us. Well, like a lot of the numbers go through me.
Yeah.
But I have like my buddy's number on
sales.
There.
You got a team and you need
my
sales right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's they all go through me, and then I got to get a hold of them to figure out the total cost on the project. And this is more of a runaround than it is for just to get it done.
No, I hear you. I'm with you with that. And let me explain like how I could really benefit you, because I have every type of client out there. I got guys that spend $50,000 a month. I got an electrician. I'll send you the video. He does a video. Like, his name's Stingray Electric. You can Google him. They have over 196 five-star reviews that they've used our platform to get. And they spend an atrocious amount of money with me, right? And my point is, the reason why they're so successful is because of this package that I'm explaining to you, okay? We're going to start small at first, and then we'll build the steam over time, okay? So small meaning, like, I'm going to get you on the map section, and I'm going to run Facebook ads. That reoccurring charge is $299, basically what you're already spending now, okay? But over time, yeah, it's a little less. But, like, we're starting small, and then we're going to add to it later. So how we add to it, let's explain that, okay? So your first month will be a little bit more. I'll explain that a little bit. It's nothing crazy, though. But over, like, every month, 2 months, three will be $299, okay? And then what will happen is when it comes time and you get approved for the pay-per-leads. So how do you get approved for the pay-per-leads? First off, we got to get the general liability insurance. So you can take a few weeks to get it. It's not going to be crazy. I just start as little as possible so you don't have to spend a lot of money, and then add more to it later, okay? But once you get approved for it, we get all the paperwork to Google, and then the third thing that's going to be done on it is they do a background check on you guys. Now make sure there's no felonies over the last 7 years now. So you guys will be okay on that, right?
I will. My buddy had one, but I think
we're not going to put him on the application then.
Yeah.
We're not putting him on. Okay. So we'll just put you on the application and you'll pass.
Okay.
Okay. Since you're the main guy anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm the one that pretty much everyone goes through with him working third.
Exactly. So, you're any of your other employees or whatnot, or the people that are involved in the business, you don't need to supply all that. It's not Google's business anyways. They don't need to know everyone's business. But you, as long as you're good, no felony 7 years, we'll be good. Okay? Now, why am I bringing all this up? Well, to get you at the very tippy top of Google, which is Google's pay-per-lead program, right? They are extensive on this for a reason, because Google's not going to put anybody just at the very tippy top. You got to get vetted, okay? But having us involved, we're going to streamline it all. We're going to hold your hand, and we're going to make sure we get you guys there. And what we're going to be doing is getting you on the handyman side of it, because you don't need any licensing. All you need is general liability, and you're going to get approved for like all kinds of keywords like remodeling and anything that does and deal with handyman, and that will help boost your guys' business and help you take it to the next level.
Because I know even for like building decks and shed, I don't need a LIA or a general contractor's license. The only thing I got to know is the permit for each zip code or district, basically.
Yeah. So that side of it, we can get you on the map section, and we can run different types of ads for that over time. But the paper leads on the handyman, and that will actually get you calls on the handyman section, right? But you're going to be able to get remodeling, decks, everything. Handyman will cover a wide range of stuff.
Right.
Let me explain how the paper lead works, because I love it so much. The pay-per-lead is going to literally be the night and day difference of your success. Why? Well, here's the reason why. Okay? Our flat $299 a month will get you calls and will get you enough business and have a good ROI. But when you want to take your business to the next level to support all you guys, right, the pay-per-leads is what you're going to eventually, like, have as your third leg. Okay? So anytime when you turn this thing on, anytime you give pricing over the phone or you meet the customer in person, right, that's the only time Google charges you, okay? Google does not share this lead, okay? You're at the very tippy top. The person clicks. They call directly from it, and it's not shared with anybody else. Now, obviously, nobody can prevent them from calling somebody else, but that at least is not going to be competitive like Angie's where they send it to multiple people, okay?
Right.
So Google won't do that for you, which is a night and day difference there, right? So it gives you a competitive advantage, and it's Google where everybody goes to, okay? But if somebody calls you up and you're like, nah, this call is not worth me spending money on, you politely tell that person, hey, thanks for calling. Unfortunately, I can't help you, but thank you for calling. You have yourself a wonderful day, okay? Sometimes people don't hate turning down business like that, but when it comes to you spending money versus not spending money, you're going to be a little bit more peculiar and particular on that lead, okay?
Instead of where I'm at now, where
it's like you're forced to
take
it.
Come out, look at it, and if we can't do it, we can't do it.
Okay? So that particular call, okay, will cost you. So if somebody calls you up and you're like, hey, I'm interested in remodeling my bathroom, can you come out? You're going to be like, sure. Oh, heck yeah, I'm going to pay for that lead. Okay? If that person and you agree to take that lead, okay, by giving them pricing over the phone or you agree to go meet them, those are the only two parameters that make it a billable call. So you still have the discretion of whether you want it or not. You see what I mean? That time, Google will charge you $39 for that call.
Okay.
So it's very fair, right? And let me tell you, I got guys spending crazy amounts of money on that particular platform, okay? But again, we start small. So starting small, right, the first month we're going to get you going. We're going to get your on the map section, and we're going to get your Facebook retargeting ads running so you start getting a good ROI. Now, let's fast forward. We get you approved. February-ish, you're now ready to start taking your paper leads because by then we've already gotten you enough traction, and by then now you guys have enough money to then do the paper leads, okay?
Right.
What Google would require of you guys, okay, at that time, once we get you approved, is to prepay for 13 qualified leads. That's Google's requirement. So it's like a credit account, okay? So we would sit down and we'd be like, okay, guys, it's now time to get this next leg, Dwight, going. Okay, we got to pay for 13 leads. 13 leads will basically run $507. Now, you don't have to use all 13 leads right out the gate. What a lot of my guys do is they'll take two basically like credited leads where they gave pricing over the phone or met the person, and then they turn it off for a little bit and let it rest and get one of those two, right, to actually turn into a job. Once it turns into a job, they turn it right back on, right? So you're constantly teeter-tottering it. Turn it on, right, and then turn it off. Okay, why do I recommend this? Well, I look at the paper leads when you're first starting off as filler. Not the main source, but as filler. And then once you kind of get the hang of it and you get your sea legs, sort of say, on it, then you start taking more in more of these leads, right? So we're like taking out a good momentum thing. But the nice thing is, Dwight, you have the ability to turn it off at any time with our app or just simply going on our website on your account. Okay?
Okay.
We have both an app and we have our website access. So we've invested millions of dollars into all this technology. Okay? So my point I'm making, right, is the paper leads will allow you to grow your business as aggressively or conservatively as you want, right? Because it puts it in your fingertip. Yes, our $299 package at a flat rate will get you calls and will get you, you know, a great amount of business every month. But if you want to take it to the next level to feed all these mouths that you're telling me about, having the paper leads will be the game changer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me explain how everybody starts off with me. The ideal package, okay? The first month is $549. And let me break down what that comes with, okay? Your first month of service, right, getting you on top of Google, which is $199, and then we spend $100 in Facebook ads, which is now $299, and then the getting you approved for the pay-per-lead process. We got to pay for your background check. We got to get all the paperwork, and it's very labor-intensive to get you pre-approved for these pay-per-leads. It's not easy, okay?
Right.
So that's why your first month is $549, but it still includes your first month, right? Second month, it drops down to $299 every single month thereafter. The only additional charge is how many pay-per-leads you take, right? Yes, you got to prepay for those pay-per-leads, but you can kind of do the math. So let's say in March, you're spending $299 for just the flat package, and then let's say you decide to take, I don't know, out of the prepays, let's say you did four leads. 4 times 39 plus your $299, right, is $455 that month. Okay?
Okay.
So let's say the next month you want to only take a few of the 13 leads that you already prepaid for. You get the – so you get to take from the prepaid leads as much or as conservatively as you like. And I always recommend we start slowly with the prepaid. And then we build momentum as you get more and more and more work, and you trust it more and more as time goes on.
Right.
Now, I know that was like a lot of information, but does that all make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see, based on our conversation, how the ideal package would benefit your business?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to give it a try?
Probably not right now. I'd have to talk it over with my business partner.
Okay. I understand. And I completely understand what you mean by that. I mean, when did you sign up with Angie's?
About a month ago.
Okay. When's your next payment due? We want to catch that before, so you're not paying any more money.
December 19th. Or no.
Okay.
Hang on. Well, it doesn't look like we have anything.
Well, they're definitely going to bail you again.
Well,
you know?
I think it's a waived annually directory membership. So it's annual.
So you only paid, how much did you spend right now with them?
$350. They applied a discount of $150. It was $500 at one point.
So you spent $350, and then when's the next payment due on them?
Next year.
Okay. So that's not.
Yeah, we haven't gotten anything.
That's part of why you're not getting the results, too, because what do you expect to get for $350? Right? You got to put everything in perspective, right? You know, you have to spend a little bit of money to make money. That's just how marketing works. But, you know, with us, you know, ours is a monthly thing, but I'm going to get you results and I'm going to make sure you guys, like, get real clients out of this. And look, 93% of people stay with me on a month-to-month basis. The only reason why you guys would fail, and I just had a talk with one of my clients today. Right. He is, what is he? An electrician. Yeah. And his name's Mike. I said, Mike, I said, look, man, you know, we've been trying to call you for 2 weeks to handle this portion on something. Right. Cause we had to get a video taken care of. And I said, you keep ignoring us. You keep like, you know, dodging the call. They always want to talk when you're on the phone. Right. But anyways, my point, Dwight, is, like, as long as you guys answer the phone, and you keep in communication with us and you just do little things with us along the way. There's only a couple like initial things we have to set up together, right? With Google,
yeah.
And like getting access to your business Facebook page, like you have to add us on to that. There's like little variable things, but as long as we're all working together, I can make sure you guys are successful and get your phone to ring. That's what I do, right? But as long as you guys are doing all that with us, you won't have any issues. It's the clients that don't pick up their phones. It's the clients that don't make their meetings with us. Those guys, like, it's pulling teeth, and they don't get success because they're not working tandem with me, right? So, but as long as you guys are proactive and you want to grow your business, I can make sure that we take your business to the next level, and that's what I do, okay? What's your email? I'm preparing this email real quick for you.
The Dwight Franklin.
Dwight.
04 at gmail.com.
It'd be D-W-I-G.
Yeah, it'd be D-W-I-G-H-T.
So D, there's no E, or is there a D? An E?
No.
Dwight.
No E.
Okay. Franklin. Okay. Like Benjamin Franklin. And then
yep.
You said what was after the Franklin?
04 at Gmail.
Okay. I mean, what has your partner been saying about everything in the marketing?
We're both kind of like on the same page with it. We're kind of trying to figure out like what we're doing wrong, what we're not doing right, and what we're trying to figure out when we can actually do the job. Because with him working third, me working first, and I work 6 days a week where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're kind of trying to figure everything out still.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I hear you. And like I said, you know, with us, we can get you guys busy. I do this. This is like, I have over 1,000 clients, to be straight with you. So, you know, to get you guys busy, that's not a problem. It's just going to come down to us getting it moving, us, you know, really taking the time to, you know, get everything together. I mean, eventually you're going to have to get the liability insurance, right? But the nice thing is once you do that, sky's the limit. Really is, Dwight. And that's why I like this package, because we are focusing both on short-term and long-term growth. Because while we're working on getting you results short-term, get your phones ringing, right, with the $299 package, we're also working on getting the pay-per-lead program up and running. Because once you get a taste of that, it's like a drug. It's, like, incredibly beneficial for your business. There's no better lead than the Google pay-per-lead. No better lead. Why? Because you have full control whether you're going to pay for that lead or not. And what's cool about it is you're at the very tippy top of Google. So, right, if I were to go in your area right now, okay, I'm going to show you this. All right, so I'm going to go into Handyman. I'm going to type this into Google. And you're in that Wasunian. How do I say that? Wasun? Is that right?
Yeah. W-A-U-S-E-O-N.
Yeah, Wasian, okay.
Andrew, I'm on the phone.
Okay, so obviously like Russ the Handyman. I don't know if you know who Russ the Handyman is, but he's out there. Okay, yeah, what is like near you? Do you guys go any like major cities? Like, do you go to Toledo, or is that too far for you guys?
We'll go into Toledo and whatnot.
Okay. How far is Toledo from you, would you say?
About a half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay. Handyman. Let me just type in Toledo, too. Okay. Yeah, because Toledo will definitely get you more business because you're kind of in a smaller town. right? But that whole area I can get you guys. But the point I'm making is anybody in the area, and we can focus different areas too with the paper lead, you're going to show up at the very tippy top. It's called sponsored business, right? And it's going to have you at the tippy top. So being at the tippy top of Google, like the way, way top, obviously is beneficial. Wouldn't you agree? Like,
stop. Go. That'll love them.
I hear you. I just sent you an email. Let me know if you get this real quick. It's gonna take a second because there's stuff in the email, so it sometimes takes Google to. Let me know once you get this email. We can, if you can conference your business partner in, we can all talk, or we can schedule a meeting, whatever works best for you guys.
I haven't. Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me try and get a hold of him real quick.
Yeah. Hey, Dwight.
Yeah.
While you do that, I'm gonna go grab another cup of coffee. It's been a long day. I'll just be right back, like 20 seconds. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
They're on a conference call.
You should warn me next time before.
Hey, by the way, you're on a conference call.
Thanks.
This one's for Google, though.
For Google?
Yep, for Google.
Okay.
And how they could probably put us at, like, the top of the list.
Oh, advertisement?
Yeah. The downside is the first month is $550.
Oh, it's gonna have to wait probably a couple months.
Oh, yeah.
We got that one job tonight. We got to go look at it. Hopefully we can get that one here. If that's the case, then we're definitely in business at least a little bit. But we ain't going to have money falling in until probably springtime when we can actually do the jobs.
Right.
Hey, guys, I'm back, by the way. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't had the pleasure. Dwight, who else is on the phone with us?
It'd be Tony, my business partner.
Hey, Tony. How are you? I'm Matt.
I sent him the email that you got up.
Hold on. You guys were both talking. What was that?
Okay. I sent him the same email you sent me, so... He has an idea.
Absolutely. I kind of overheard, like, obviously, you know, business is a little slow right now, and you guys are, you know, trying to figure out how you're going to budget everything. And
well, we're trying to get it started, but, I mean, if you look outside right now in Ohio where we are, the ground's kind of frozen with a foot of snow, so we kind of can't exactly build right now.
Yeah. But you definitely can do handyman jobs and, you know, remodeling and stuff like that where we can get you guys,
that's what I
told him before about working on doing some, being able to maybe changing some wording around for the, for like handyman jobs, because I've done like bathroom remodels and stuff, especially for trailers. I've actually, I just don't have the pictures up on Facebook yet, but my girlfriend bought a fixer-upper, and I've been the one to do 90% of the work. Like, I've had to completely gut the bathroom, rerun, you know, wire lines and sewer lines and, you know, build new walls and stuff, and that's almost done. It's just, you know, money-wise, it's tight for her, so, like, I can do remodels, at least something to somehow about
to get
some
you guys going
a little bit to get to get us something, you know, this winter. You know, maybe not like a full maybe not like a full gut and remodel, but some minor stuff. Yeah, something just to get some money inflowing a little bit. And
that's why we're talking too, because
when I was looking on Angie's the other day, trying to just I was just going through your, like the options and stuff. Obviously, I know that we can't exactly change, but I was looking through like the handyman services and, you know, the wood services and stuff like that. And it's very detailed oriented. Like I was telling DJ, like, it'd be good for us to be able to switch a little bit to doing some more handymans or bathroom remodel, you know, something. But I was looking through, like, there's like four different things for our, the house blinds and like, three or four for this one and this one, like, you don't just have, like, installing your appliances, but you also have, like, your small, medium, large, plus fixer-uppers, and I'm like, wow, it's very detail-oriented. It's going to take time to actually sit down and look through this stuff to actually figure out what, you know, our ability is to figure out what exactly, you know, is our limit here. And I just, I haven't had really, haven't really had the time between my third shift job and the kids and, you know, life itself.
Well, I'm trying to get a hold of Angie to redo it all or to add more to it.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely. Wow.
And here's the thing, guys. I get it. Like, I've been doing this for a while. I got a lot of clients. I was telling Dwight here, you go by DJ, it sounds like, right?
I'll go by both.
Okay. All right. I hear you. That I have my goal is to get you guys to start at a crawl before we walk and then walk before we run Tony type of pace. I'm not here to just throw you guys in the deep end or get you guys to spend a lot of money. Our basic package is $10 a month, okay? Yes, the first month's a little bit more money because we're going to be working on the long-term solution as well, not just short-term, okay? So if we can swing the money and figure out how to scrape it together, this is something that is an investment and a tool to grow you guys' business. Don't, you know, when people think of this just as an expense, then yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Hey, we can't do it, we can't do it, but you know, if we're going to spend the money now, this is going to make us money and it's going to keep us, you know, in, alive and surviving, because you got to spend money to make money, right? And that's what every business faces when it comes down to marketing, right? I remember back in business school, you know, you got to spend 5% of revenue just to stay alive on marketing and 10% of revenue just to grow, right? So point is, we're going to give you guys a good campaign that's going to have a good ROI every single month. I have guys that started on this exact package, guys, and then now they're spending 50 grand a month with me, okay? Now, that's obviously an extreme from where you guys are at to where they're at, right? But my point is, just like that video of the electrician, he's spending a fortune every single month with us, okay? And he started on the exact package. What do I mean? Okay. Well, first off, we need to get you guys some momentum and get you some jobs, right, so that you guys can survive and then start going towards this pay-per-lead program that I was explaining Dwight with, okay? And how that program works, Tony, is, and it takes a process to get you approved. We have to get you guys, like, your application. We're going to use DJ and his like credential sense where like his background check, you know, making sure that it passes, no felonies over the last 7 years now. And then we're going to have to show that you guys eventually have, liability insurance, which he can work on super and like cost effective. It's not expensive to get that. And then once we have all the parameters and the 2 months of it, I know you guys are working on it too, but once we get all the paperwork put together and like the next few months, that platform will take your guys' business to the next level. And let me explain why. So on the Google Pay per lead program, Tony, you guys are at the very tippy top of Google. Any keyword that we want to put you guys on. So like it's going to be handyman keywords, okay? Because Google doesn't require any like special contractor license for that, okay? But so remodelings, even decks people will be looking for, right? And then it comes in the form of a phone call. They literally click on it and then they call directly, okay? So what's so nice about it, though, is you guys have the ability to receive or reject that lead, okay? So let me explain. So a phone call comes in, somebody's calling up. Hey, you know, I'm looking to, you know, remodel my bathroom. Do you guys do that? Yes, absolutely, sir, we do that. Okay, well, you know, how much is it going to cost me? Well, you know, sir, we got to come out, take a look at it. We can give you an estimate at the time. Okay, when can you come out? Okay. At that time, if you decide that you want the lead, you schedule a time to go meet them, okay? If you don't want the lead, you don't obviously go to them. So what's cool about the Google Pay per lead is it's all in your control. So if somebody calls you up and you're like, yeah, I don't want to spend money on that lead, you don't have to give them pricing over the phone or meet them, and Google won't charge you. So it puts all the control back in your guys' court. And Google's not going to share that lead with a bunch of competitors like Angie's does, right? That's why Google does this pay-per-lead program. But it does take some setup. It does take a vetting process. But our company, since we're a Google partner, obviously, we're going to get you guys all taken care of. And it's going to take a few months to get pre-approved for it. Like I said, we're talking February-ish. But once we get you guys on that platform, that's where your business will start being able to get more and more jobs, right? So where you guys can really take off and have something that is right, like consistently performing for you. But at $299, guys, you guys got to figure a way to like figure out how to, you know, budget that, because without marketing, without leads, and in just relying on Angie's, you guys are going to go out of business if you're just relying on Angie's, straight up. Because you're competing with too many people. But being on top of Google has its advantages, right? 93% of all business is done on the first page of Google. Straight up. They've done studies on this, right? Where do we all go when we need something or we're looking for something? Where do we go? Google.
Right. We're just trying to find something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we do have. Well, it's... We're starting the business from the ground up with no connections, literally $0 in the bank account, trying to figure out how to start a business. So, yeah, we're at that point of grasping straws of trying to figure out just to get some type of lead, whether or not we work with Angie's for, you know, a couple months just to get a few leads to get that bank account going before we can find something better. Yeah, maybe. That's,
yeah,
you know, we're trying out. We do have... One here, we've had a couple through them. Most of them haven't panned out, but this one we got here in a little bit today, it should, seeing how it's in the complex that I'm in. And it's an older woman, so if we can nail that job, and a lot of times, especially with these trailer courts, especially with the older community trailer courts, all the women talk. I mean, anywhere you go, because my cousins who live in a trailer court, you know, down the road, it's the same way over there. If you can get at least a leg in that area, they all talk, and that's how you'll at least get your foot in the door at least. So hopefully this one pans out and we can score this one.
When are you guys bidding on that?
Generate a few from here.
When he,
I mean, right now that's what we're betting on. But
I'll say a prayer for you guys. When are you guys supposed to meet this lady?
She doesn't get home until 5, so we said after 5.
And okay, that's like so half. That should generate enough revenue for you guys to like take it to like. Mm-hmm.
It'll start, you know, and then of course, you know, we've got once we can get at least a little money in the bank account to finish up the business cards, then we can, you know, go talk to, you know, your landlord here or landlord over there that, you know, with the trailer course, talk to the on-site manager, seeing if they can't, you know, if we can put up business cards, if we can, you know, go door to door or if they can, like where I'm at, she does an email every month of like what's happening in our community. I'm hoping once we can get the flyer and get the business cards done and explain the situation, maybe she'll put, you know, a reference into our, you know, the email we get every month about what's happening in our little community here about, hey, you know, one of our residents started a business. Here's his Facebook. Here's the email. Go ahead and, you know, give them a call, you know, kind of deal. So, I mean,
you guys are at
the
phase right now where you need traction and, you know, I understand like completely like
that's
where you guys are at.
The biggest thing,
you know, definitely you need. With us, you're going to get a 10-to-1 return on your investment. So for every dollar you spend, you're going to get $10 back. We've done studies on that too. So, and that's where that video, the electrician that I sent you guys on, where he talks about how he uses all our levels of service, right? And that guy's done every type of advertising, radio, TV, even. I mean, he's done it all. And he gets the biggest return of investment off of our services. So
I mean, I know
I could start, like I said, as conservatively as possible. But we obviously you can put it on any type of card, credit card, for your monthly. But you know, it's one of these things that this is going to make you guys money. It's not like it's going to take 3-4 months for us to get you going either. Like within the first month, I'll have you results, right? But we got to start somewhere, so that you guys can start generating more business and we ultimately get you guys, you know, a good traction and then it builds upon itself, right? So it's not just going to be an expense. It's going to be something that will actually carry you guys through, both short-term and long-term.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously, if you guys get this lady to go through, you think that we'll be able to get you guys, you know, where we could get something going?
That's definitely what we're hoping is just to get a confirmed job for, you know, that way we can get some money coming in. I mean, obviously, there's nothing we can do about doing that job right now until springtime. So it means
I forgot to pull stuff out this morning.
Yeah, but
so
we're definitely
I got you on that, lady. Yeah, and like I said, I mean, I can, you know, $549. I know your first month. That's kind of, I get it. You know, the reason why the first month's $549, guys. Like I said, it gets you set up for the long term for the pay per lead program too, and that's something Tony, you guys definitely want to have because. Once we start getting theme going for you guys and we get your proof for that, that's going to really help you guys take off. So if you guys can allocate, like, let's just say all said and done, $500 a month, if you guys can get to that point, that includes our $299 package plus any pay-per-leads. If you guys can get to somewhere where you're spending $500 a month, again, marketing's not cheap, right? It's like if you go cheap with marketing, you know, but $500 for a small business, like that's not crazy either. Like I said, I have some people spending $50,000 a month with me. So, we really got to start somewhere though. And that's why I want to kind of walk before, you know, we start running together. And if we can just allocate, you know, some money, like whatever it comes down to, I'll work with you guys, but we have to start somewhere. And you guys got to, like, get going on this because the longer you guys wait, just the more this delays it and the less opportunity you guys have to really take your business to, like, to where it survives, you know? Because without jobs coming in, like you said, you guys aren't, you're not going anywhere. You're just going in a hole, right, and grasping that straw. So I understand getting the business cards. That's a smart idea, and start handing those out, because anything you can do that's free definitely helps. Have you guys tried, have you tried Facebook Marketplace too? Have you tried that? Have you guys started posting on Facebook Marketplace?
We just got the Facebook up and running, so we haven't exactly, you know, there's a few groups
Yeah, I would definitely just go on Facebook Marketplace for Handyman and just, like, try to post a Handyman ad on there, just because, again, it's free. But I don't know if Dwight told you, Tony, but we actually run sponsored Facebook ads with our packages as well. So what we do, anytime somebody types in keyword on the Google, so let's say they typed in Handyman or bathroom remodel. We'll take it from bathroom remodel because I keep talking about it. I like it. So somebody goes on in your area, types in bathroom remodel, okay, onto Google. What would happen is anytime they log on their personal Facebook page, they're going to see a sponsored ad from you guys that we create on their personal Facebook page, enticing them to want to call you. Okay? And it's called a retargeting ad. Okay? And it's specific. See, yes, when you go post on, like, on the marketplace, you're just blanketing an ad. Okay, that could still get you a onesie-twosie here, but it's free, right? But what we're trying to do on the Facebook platform is we are targeting somebody that's actively looking for your business right now, but we're trying to fish in that pond to capture them off of Facebook. So whether they're, like, on Google because they type that in on the Google, and then whether they're on Facebook, we're trying to stay in front of them. That happens to us all the time. I don't know if you've ever been on, Tony, where you typed in something into Google, like, and the next thing you know, you're watching a YouTube video, and you're like, wow, I'm seeing ads for that now. Have you had that before?
Yeah, sometimes it's a little annoying.
Yeah,
I'll admit.
But that retargeting strategy works. Okay, whether it's annoying or not,
I mean,
it works.
Like you
right?
Click on like a video, or you search for, say, you were kind of like just kind of hitting around, maybe getting like a new coffee maker or something, and you just wanted to see what pricing was. The next thing you know, that's all you ever see for the next, you know, 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Like,
but imagine
that serious
happening.
Yet.
Yep. Imagine using like Facebook now for that, because again, you guys have a decent ticket item, right? So what your service at least, right? So that retargeting ad is going to be specific to that person. That's why we use Facebook too in our package to get in front of them, because we want to capture that business. And believe me, that strategy, we've been doing that strategy for over 12 years now with the Facebook platform. It works, and it works phenomenally well. We don't spend a crazy amount of money. We spend $100 a month. So out of your $299, $100 of that is going straight towards that Facebook, like retargeting ads. And you guys will get calls directly from Facebook. And all of our stuff is tracked, right? So we know how many Facebook calls came, right? And it helps us make tweaks along the way so that, you know, we're constantly making you guys more and more profitable, right? But my point I'm making, you guys will get results for both Facebook and from the Google, right? So where we're fishing in a couple different ponds, as I like to say, so that, you know, we're not just putting all our eggs, you know, in one basket. Because most companies that do what we do, they just get you on the map section. Yes, the map section helps, but what about Facebook? Like, what about the paper leads, right? So we're one-stop shop, right, where we're going to be able to get you guys three different legs of advertising on a digital platform where it'll make you guys successful over time. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, let me ask you, Tony, based on our conversation, can you see, though, how this ideal package would benefit your business?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, it will definitely you know, get there to what we're looking for and help grow like we're wanting. Mm-hmm. Like I said, a lot of the issue right now is coming up with the startup cash is the biggest problem of being able to advertise. I mean, my sister actually, she's going to school for marketing, and so I learned at least a little bit enough that it takes money to get into the right areas to get the advertising going. That's why we're that's why we're not having any luck right now, and it's a lot because of the advertisement that because we don't have the startup costs to be able to do this or do that to be able to get it out there. Because I know there there are other options that I have actually looked into, like, you know, at the local theater, you know, put calling them up and doing a couple months or whatever on the screen. So every time somebody watches a movie, you know, at the theater, because they generate thousands of people a week. I mean, it's a good, especially with it being all local businesses, it can show you, hey, we're local, we're homegrown here. Yeah. And, you know, all that stuff, we're going to get jobs through it. It's just a matter of coming up with the startup cash.
Yeah.
And that's the issue.
I mean,
that's why we're grasping
the
straws right now, just to get one or two, just to get one or two confirms and jobs. That way we can start funneling the money into, you know, finishing up our business cards and our flyers, being able to start working on the marketing and the advertisements to be able to actually hit that leg where we need to actually grow the company. That's that's our biggest thing right now is trying to get it to grow, trying to get that advertisement going so that way we can grow because obviously we don't want this to be a part-time thing. We want it to the point where we're funneling enough income that we can quit our day jobs and actually have, you know, a couple of different, you know, employees and stuff or crews or whatever. We could be working on multiple jobs at once, whether it's remodels, whether it's decking or, you know, in 20 years from now, actually growing up to actually have certain licensing to actually build houses. You know, we're starting the bottom on the ground is where we're starting. And that's, you know, where we want to grow the company. It's just, that's the issue is paycheck to paycheck, both of us. And we just don't have the finances to really get dive into the advertisement and the marketing that we need to right now.
Which is, which is so essential too. So it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you're not. And I'm completely understanding what you're saying.
Thing.
What we need to do is that lady's job needs to turn some money, right? And get
that's
you going
what we're
so guys can get some marketing going here because, you know, like I said, I can work with you guys. I'm here to help you guys, but obviously you guys got to figure out a way to put it on whatever card. And, you know, if you can even put it on a credit card or whatever, you know, I'll get you guys more jobs. I'll get this thing to pay for itself. That's not a problem, but you guys got to figure out how you're going to like pay for it and not look at it as an expense, but look at it as like, hey, this is a tool that's going to make us money and we have to do this rather than putting
it on
the back burner. Yeah,
that's how marketing works. You know, and the advertisements, you got to spend money to make money. The problem is we ain't got the money to spend right now.
Well, so, like, this lady, you're saying this job's not going to happen until the springtime, right?
Yeah, with it being a decking job, it's definitely going to be a springtime thing. Probably,
what else do you
depending
have
on the weather,
offer?
We
anything
might be
else?
Able to look at March. That's
anything else
the
you
only
guys
thing
have
we've
the
got.
Offer?
Lead right now. It's the only thing we've got right now that would the
Yeah, what happens if Angie doesn't pay, like, get you guys anything during this time? I mean, like, you know, that's the hard part. Like, not well, neither one of you guys could you know, pay for this on a credit card even to start it. You know, is that even possible?
No, my credit card is pretty much maxed out right now. So,
I hear you. Like I said,
I might,
you know,
be able to come up with it in a couple of weeks. I might be able to come up with the money in a few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, I mean, if your guys' phones break, you know, we go out and spend a bunch of money to buy a new phone. So you guys got to really look
typically
at, like, this is going to take
card.
Your business. You know, this is going to take your business to that level. But, you know, I wish, you know, obviously we got to figure out a solution for your guys' situation because, you know, without taking some type of action, nothing's going to change, you know?
Right, yeah, I know.
So my recommendation is definitely get some business cards made You can go. You can even go on Avistaprint.com or whatever and get.
Yeah, that's what we looked at. Yep, that's what we've been looking at. And it was through Avistaprint for the business cards.
Get some business cards. Maybe you can even go on a Canva or even make them like design them on any of these like websites. It's so inexpensive to make a business card. And just get some business cards going, and that's a definitely step in the right direction. I wouldn't go spend money on an ad on the movie theater because that's just hit or miss. Like with being on Google, this is for people actively, because the only time you're showing up on Google, right, is on keywords. So anytime somebody looks for a keyword that relates to your business, you're showing up, right? So it's very specific and targeted. That's what you want marketing to be. Right? So we're going to be able to get you there. We're going to be able to get you in front of people looking for your services right now, right? On all those impressions and all those keyword searches. But we can't obviously get you there until we find a way to, you know, pay for it, obviously. So.
Yep, that's the hard part.
Like guys like you, because I get it. You guys are trying to make it happen. And you know what? You're going to be my next video one day. But, you know, so we got to work together here and kind of figure out, you know, when we can get it going and, you know, make it a deadline. I mean, when do you guys think you can make something like this work?
Possibly. It's going to be at least a few more weeks for me to money-wise, at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
You think you guys can pull in your guys' money together?
So we're trying.
Yeah,
we're trying to do that.
Yeah,
he just changed jobs, and I'm trying to free some money up to, because I need a new truck next year. I'm trying to free some money up,
my
girlfriends are, you know, working on combining everything, so that's why I said in the next few weeks, because I'm single parent.
Tell you what, let's figure out how to budget this so we can pay for this to get you that new truck. Because I can tell you this, guys, if you guys figure a way, there's a will, there's a way, as I say. If you figure out how to make this work, I will make sure that we get you guys results. Tony, 93% of people stay with me month after month after month. The only reason that 7% people fail, and I was just telling DJ this, I have a guy right now I was calling, he's an electrician, right, and he's an old-timer, and he's like in his 60s, he never answers his phone, he's not making his meetings with us, and I literally called him today and I said, Steve, right, how come you're not, like, following through, because we have to do this thing like to get his business profile set up, and like Google needs a video done, right? And he's like missed 5 appointments with us to do this video, and it's holding everything up. He's like, I'm over here running my business. I said, Steve, you're not taking this seriously. You didn't listen to our conversation. You're paying money. Why are you doing this and like sabotaging your business like this? He's like, nah, you don't understand. And I'm like, Steve, come on, man. Why do I care more about your success than you care about your success? And he's like, okay. And then I finally got him to, like, slow down for a second. But my point I'm making is I got guys like this that are running like rabbits, right? And he won't take what's serious about his business. And meanwhile, you guys are over here starving for business, and this guy's over here, like running like a crazy bamboon, you know? It's like – and my point is, like, there are certain people that I'm blue to my face that I can't get them to take things seriously. You guys are, like, the perfect candidate for what we do because you guys want business. I know you guys are going to answer your darn phone. I know you're going to take it seriously. You're going to make your appointments. Let's do this. Next step, guys, is you guys got to find a way. I'm going to let you guys have that conversation amongst yourselves, okay, because obviously today ain't the day, right? I get it. I understand. I'm not here to, like, squeeze every last dollar from you. But we need to set an appointment, and we need to figure out, okay, this is the deadline, and we're all going to meet that deadline no matter what it takes. Okay?
Well, I would love to have this done
before Christmas, to be honest with you, because I think setting it up this year.
What was the total?
If you guys can make $549 your first month work, that's the best long-term and short-term strategy for you guys, to be honest.
Hold on. Hold on. All right, you said $549.
And then month two, it's $299 a month thereafter.
How about let's set the appointment date for the 19th? Because I'll get paid this week, and then I'll get paid on the 19th, and I'll talk to the girlfriend here. And
there you go.
$549.
And then you get DJ to throw in a little bit of money. And then that way everybody here is all on board. And if you guys want to get it done sooner, if you guys can make it done like next week happen, that's fine. But let's definitely set a hard date.
Well, all the bills are getting taken out right now. So tomorrow's paycheck goes to paying the bills. But
oh, yeah, totally. Totally.
So,
and I know DJ's trying to get another job. And I,
let's try that.
I
let's set the date for the 19th, set an appointment then, and we'll come up with the money one way or another.
I hear you. And that gives you guys a hard deadline.
I got to do some reworking, but let's make that 2 weeks.
Okay. So I'm pulling up my calendar here, guys, and because you guys are Eastern time, yeah? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you guys want to do noon on that Friday? Is that a good time for you guys, or what's a good time? To tell me some times that are good for y'all, and I work
until 5:00. You're the first shifter, so we got to figure out on your schedule there, Buzz, because I already know I won't work.
I work until 5:00.
Every day? Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. You guys want to do, what time do you start?
8:00.
Okay. 8:00 to 5:00.
8:00 to 5:00.
Okay. So fine. Like,
yeah.
You guys want
to
do after
5:00? I'm third shift.
Is that what we're going to do after 5:00?
I'm third shift. So let's go after 5:00. Like what?
Okay.
Time
so
you
how about,
be, you figure about what? 5:30, 6:00?
5:30.
So we're.
Okay. So I'm going to put you guys in. So let me grab some emails here. I know I got DJs. So I'm going to put you both on it. All right. And then let me grab yours, Tony, as well, so that I can put you guys on this calendar invite. Okay, what is it?
gybulldog@gmail.com.
T is in Tony, and then Y is in yellow, and then bulldog. Is it B-U-L-L or just B-U-L?
Yes.
Okay.
L-L.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
bulldog@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, that's simple. I like it. Okay. Yeah. And then if, you know, heaven opens up and, you know, you guys are able to make it happen next week, you know, just reach out. But I will definitely put us a hard appointment for 5:30 Eastern, Friday the 19th, okay, that we're all going to, like, do what we need to do to make this happen, right? I'm going to put this call with Matt, Tony, DJ, count set up. Okay, here we go. And then there we go. So you guys are all going to be on it right now. Okay, so you're going to get a calendar invite too. Okay, so anything you guys need, let me know. Watch that electrician video, by the way. That's out of all the videos I sent you guys, that video, he explains really well how we took his business to the next level. Okay? That's going to be you guys one day. I already know. You guys are going to get really good results with this once we take the leap and once we get things moving in the right direction, because we're going to hit all the keywords for you guys. The deck, barns, we're going to hit any remodeling, any handyman keywords, all that stuff is what we're going after for you guys, okay? And cool news is we can focus on Toledo, too, for some of the bigger jobs as well for you guys, right? And we're gonna hit all the different areas that are in your radius to make sure that jobs and your phone is ringing, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. Well, I really appreciate you guys' time. I know you know, everything's kind of coming together. Definitely get those between now and then. I want you guys to make a commitment to yourselves. Get those business cards taken care of, okay, so that you guys are set up and you can start handing out some business cards next week even, okay? I would definitely get on those business cards as soon as possible. Okay?
Right.
How much were the business cards to get them done?
I know you looked into that more than me to do a startup for 500.
Even if you got less, you know? Like, even if you got less, you know? Like, are you going to get a business card with your name on it, or are you just going to do, like, one name just to kind of keep the cost down low?
I'll be
right back. Okay, you got 5 minutes.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You got 5 minutes.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, I would definitely amongst yourself figure out how to
do it. I don't know if we were doing Country Boy with our names underneath it or just Country Boy Construction, you know, just a generic...
Yeah.
Now, as well as taking to keep the cost
of what
do
jobs
generic.
You do. And then put the bullet
right,
points of what
of
jobs
course.
You do. Yeah. Name, phone, like phone number, trusted business, you know, like just put all the little keywords that you guys need to like use it as a marketing piece, you know. You could even do door hangers too, you know. Like that's another route you could go with. But I think the business cards is cost effective because it'll be super cheap to get business cards done. Okay, guys, I gotta let you run. I do have an appointment. I'm definitely getting late for, but I really appreciate everybody's time here, and I look forward to talking to you guys on the 19th, the latest. And if you guys ever need anything, you could text me or email me, right? And then we'll definitely be in touch. Okay.
Okay. Ready.
All right, guys. Keep me posted. I really hope that you guys get some business too in between now and then, and we'll figure it out. Okay? You guys have a great rest of your day.
Okay.
But I would definitely
yep,
get
you.
On those business cards because, like, you guys should start handing those out to, like, do something. And secondly, one of you guys should get on the Facebook Marketplace and do some, like, free ads because you can go on Facebook Marketplace and say, does anybody need a handyman? Da 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 da, right? And just try to post something. See if you can get some response on that.
Yeah.
Free is always free, right? So try that and see if that will generate something for y'all. Okay?
All right. All right.
All right. You guys have a great rest of your night, and I'll talk to you soon, okay? Thanks for your time.
Yep, you too.
Thank you, guys. All right. Bye-bye.